This year, the state of Pennsylvania will begin using an algorithm to help judges decide how to sentence offenders using past data to decide who may commit more crimes. From WHYY's The Pulse, reporter Alan Yu found that's raising a lot of questions about how to make fair decisions.
Lori Dumas has been a judge for more than a decade in family and criminal courts in Philadelphia. She makes important decisions that can change the course of people's lives. She follows the law first, but after that, she has quite a bit of discretion.
You can have one particular set of facts heard by five different judges and get five different results. And that's based on the fact that we are people before we come to the bench.
For example, she is a parent. Her point of view in juvenile court will probably be different than a judge who does not have children.
Our own background, I would say, is probably 95% of the reason why what you may hear in one courtroom is totally different than what you may hear in another.
If she thinks they need more information about a case, she can ask for it. School records, child welfare records, a psychological evaluation. 10 years ago, Pennsylvania's state legislature decided there was a problem with how all this worked.
It was totally arbitrary.
That's Todd Stevens, a Republican state representative and chair of the Pennsylvania Commission on Sentencing.
There was no evidence-based or data-driven objective standard for requesting that additional information. It was done on a whim. Every judge had their own internal set of criteria that they might use.
So in 2010, a state commission got to work on an algorithm, a formula that would allow a computer to predict how likely a person is to commit another crime. It would recommend when judges should get more information about a case. The goal was to make sentencing more consistent, reduce prison populations, lead to less crime. Mark Bergstrom is the executive director of the Commission on Sentencing.
When we started our project, we looked at over 200,000 cases to try to see what factors sort of related to positive and negative outcomes. And that's information that judges didn't have or didn't have in a sort of a structured kind of way.
The formula will look for patterns based on a person's age, gender, the current conviction, prior convictions, and a juvenile record. It cannot take race into account, or a county, which is seen as a proxy for race. The judge will still decide the sentence. But critics say a tool both from criminal justice data would still discriminate against people of color. Pennsylvania is more than 80% white. Almost half the prison population is black. Here's Representative Todd Stevens again.
We took every step that we thought we could to prevent race from being a factor.
That's like saying we're going to take the salt from the sea.
Reuben Jones is an activist and leads campaigns to end mass incarceration in Philadelphia.
We can't pretend that you can't determine a person's race, you know, by other means other than asking what's your address.
He also questions whether data from the past can say something meaningful about someone's future. When he was 22, Jones was convicted of robbery and aggravated assault. That was not his first arrest. He went to prison for 15 years. Since his release, he has gotten a master's degree, become a community leader. He says a risk assessment tool could not have predicted that.
The risk assessment, ideally, I guess, in their minds, will tell them who's going to create a crime in the future. And I'm saying that that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous assumption to have that a piece of technology can predict human behavior in advance.
The risk assessment depends on one big assumption, that what happened in the past 200,000 cases tells us something about what's going to happen with the next person. He says that is not fair.
When someone comes in front of a judge, forget the algorithms and all those things, talk to them like they're a human being, and see, what does this person in front of me need?
A recent study on Virginia's use of risk assessment algorithms found mixed results, with no decline in recidivism. Michael Kearns is a computer scientist at the University of Pennsylvania. He says using algorithms or even machine learning to make decisions forces us to spell out standards for what is fair and what is not.
You should never expect machine learning to do something for free that you didn't explicitly ask it to do for you. And you should also never expect it to avoid behaviors that you wanted to avoid that you didn't tell it explicitly to avoid.
He says if you want an algorithm to really be fair to people of all races, ethnic groups, ages, disability status, gender identity, you have to code for that. The risk assessment algorithm in Pennsylvania will be rolled out this year and evaluated after 12 months to see how it affects sentences. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.